Mafia boss never encountered danger from others, but when I suddenly jumped into his car, held a knife to his neck, and threatened his driver to drive faster, he didn't seem upset at all, because he realized I was the runaway bride he had been searching for. Dante seemed to notice that I didn't recognize him, the corners of his mouth lifted slightly, amused by my boldness. He tilted his head towards his driver, gesturing for him to drive. "Where to?" Dante asked, finally speaking, eyes locking with mine. I pressed the blade tighter to his neck. "Be quiet. Do as I say," I barked, my voice trembling, though I tried to hide it. His cold gaze roamed over me. I felt it like a touch, slow and invasive. The driver, Mark, I think, looked like he'd seen a ghost. "Who did this girl think she was, pointing a blade at Dante Romano?" "Put the knife down, Tesoro," Dante said smoothly. "You're bleeding on my seat." I looked down. Blood had seeped through my torn jeans. "I'll bleed wherever I want," I snapped. He chuckled darkly. "Do you even know who I am?" And just like that, everything clicked. The man I'd taken hostage was Dante Romano, powerful figure, billionaire, legend, feared by many, unreachable. I felt a shiver run straight through me, my grip weakened. When he grabbed my wrist, I gasped, the knife digging slightly into his skin. He didn't flinch, he smiled. I watched, horrified, as a drop of blood stained his collar. My hand shook. Had I just made a huge mistake? "You're trembling," he said in that velvet smooth voice, not a great look for someone holding a weapon. "Stay back," I choked, heart pounding. I hated how he affected me. He laughed, low and intimate. "You came looking for me, didn't you?" Before I could move, he grabbed my waist and lifted me like I weighed nothing. Suddenly I was on his lap, and there was nowhere to go. "All right, little one," he whispered, "let's start again. What's your name?" "You think I'll tell you just because you asked nicely?" I snapped, struggling. The warmth of his body was overwhelming. He pulled me even closer, lips nearly touching mine. "Let you go," he said, his thumb tracing my waist. "You're in no position to demand anything." Despite the pain and exhaustion, I met his eyes, cold, steady. "Look closely," I said, pressing the blade to his throat again. "Your life is in my hands." For a moment, his eyes changed, like he respected me, or maybe I imagined it. Then the car turned sharply. I lost balance. The knife slipped. His hand clamped around my wrist and twisted, quick and brutal. The blade dropped to the floor. "Careful, little one," he said, voice teasing. My wrists were trapped behind my back in his grip. He leaned close to my ear. "Seems luck favors me today." His breath on my skin sent a wave of adrenaline through me. He noticed the blood on my forehead, from the last chase, and my leg, still twitching, the wound obvious through my jeans. "You're hurt," he said, softer now. "I'll live," I muttered, biting down the pain. He reached out and gently wiped the blood from my forehead. His touch was so careful, it confused me. I flinched. "What are you doing?" "Keeping you alive," he said, "for now." "Don't think I owe you anything," I whispered. The car slowed and pulled into a gated estate, massive, intimidating. "What is this?" I asked, but my body gave out before I got the answer. Darkness took over. I woke up in pain. The first thing I felt were cold metal restraints on my wrists. My head throbbed, but the room around me was painfully clear. Black leather, sharp lines, stone walls, power dripped from every surface. And I panicked. When I was 10, someone I loved locked me in a room for 6 days. Since then, I'd feared small, dark places like this. "Breathe," I told myself. I'd worn restraints before. By choice, I could get out. Click. I freed myself, stumbled to the door, locked, of course. I pounded on it. "Let me out." "Is anyone there?" A man answered. "Sorry, miss, Master Dante's orders." "Please," I begged, voice cracking. "I swear I won't run." "We can't." I backed away. "No, no, not this again." "Open the door," I screamed. "I can't stay in here." No answer. "Fine." I smashed a vase, ripped down paintings, threw everything I could get my hands on. When I was done, the room was a disaster. Then the lock clicked. The door opened. I hurled the broken vase at the first man through the door and ran. Two guards tried to grab me. I dove over the railing and hit the ground hard. Pain flared, but I kept running. For more men surrounded me. I fought, kicked, scratched, but it was no use. They pinned me carefully and dragged me back upstairs. This time, they cuffed me to the wall. Then he walked in. "Dante." He surveyed the wrecked room, then me, disheveled, bruised, wearing nothing but an oversized white shirt. His eyes darkened. When his gaze lingered too long, I snapped before I could stop myself. "What? Are you planning to take advantage of me?"